Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Matt Gordon, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So let's talk about some of the key things that happened at Tuesday night's City Council meeting, one of those being a new ordinance that had the first reading approved by the council to add feral cat colonies to try and address the feral cat issue that's been going on here in town for a few years. So, Mayor Gordon, if you wouldn't mind, I understand that you've been kind of involved with this whole process of trying to come to the eventual conclusion of putting together some changes in the ordinance under animal control. Talk to us about what those proposed changes were that were approved as part of the first reading.
Yeah. So what we're doing is this is a starting point to try to get control on our animal population, our feral cat population. And we're going to identify the cat colonies and then work with them to TNR the cats. Once we get them spayed and neutered, hopefully reduce the amount of cats that we have roaming around. With that, there's a reporting aspect to it where we're going to ask the colony caregivers to give us a number on how many cats they have twice a year so we can see if the TNR program is working, if it's not working, if we need to do something else. And like I said, this is a starting point, and we just feel that it's the where we need to go to try to get a control on this. We've done nothing for several years now, so kind of excited to see if this works. You know, Panora has had some good luck with it, and we're hoping to have success with it as well.
So the TNR program, that's the Trap, Neuter, Release program, I know about it. There might be people out there listening that don't know how that process works. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so what'll happen is they'll live trap the cats and they're going to chip them so they can be identified. They ear notch the ear and then spay or neuter them and then put them back out. And the theory is with less cats out there reproducing, there'll be less kittens born and less cats roaming around.
What part do you see in, as you try to get this up and running here at some point, is the city going to play in this whole process?
Well, the city is going to play the part of making sure everything's going as planned. We're also going to have a financial aspect to that. You know, we're going to have to pay for those cats to be TNR'd. So that's where the city's going to come in, is with the money and then also the reporting aspect of it. Get the data and make sure that it's working, you know, because if it doesn't work, then we're going to have to revisit and see what else needs to be done. But we plan to give it a couple of years and see what the numbers look like.
Another ordinance was the third and final reading to increase water rates up to 3% for this next fiscal year, as well as increasing sewer rates up to 5.5%. Mayor Gordon, if you wouldn't mind explaining to us from your perspective why the increase from what has typically historically always been 3% for sewer up to 5.5% this next year.
Yeah, so for water and sewer, we've been doing 3% each every year, and that's just to keep up with the costs. Now we need to go up to 5.5% for wastewater, and that's because we have to put on a new facility to keep up with the DNR requirements. It's been something that's been coming down the road for a while, but in order to pay for it with bonding, and we need to raise the rates 5.5% for the next 5 years. The good thing about this increase, unlike some of the other increases, is you will have something physically to see for what your money's been going to. And we do expect that after the 5 years to drop the wastewater back down to 3% per year.
Do you think that the 5.5% over the next 5 years is one of the more sound financial solutions after you looked at some other options?
Yeah, I do. And honestly, our financial advisor was thinking that it was going to be closer to double digits to start with, and we got that down to 5.5 to get what we need to done, get that done. So I'm very glad that it's 5.5 versus 10 or 11.
And another thing that took about half of your agenda is selling off these vacant city-owned properties to adjacent landowners. I've been seeing the building official, Chad Stevens, put together a number of these different things, not just in Tuesday nights, but subsequent other previous city council meetings. What do you think about that? I mean, I was told that the city, I think, once had over 20 vacant properties on under its domain. Now you're getting those back out in the hands of the taxpayers. That's got to make you feel good as mayor to see these lands go back into production, more or less.
Yeah. Yeah, Chad has done an amazing job. If you look back on our agendas this year, every agenda, it seems like, has something to do with code enforcement. And he's getting these properties in the hands of the residents so they are back on the tax roll. And not only that, we don't have to remove the snow in the winter and we don't have to mow them. And that leaves the city crews to be able to do other things instead of mowing and removing snow on a property that has nothing there.
Well, and talk to us now about something that I think is maybe some reprieve for some of our residents out there, and that is a first reading of amending an ordinance to allow decks on fronts of people's houses. Talk to us about that aspect.
Yeah, so decks on the front of your house has been something that's been brought to me several times since I've been mayor. And we just, our city code hasn't allowed it. We, from my understanding, we looked into this about a year ago and we adopted some codes and ordinances back in 2006, and this was part of it. And nobody really had a rhyme or a reason why you can't put decks on the front of the house. So we've looked into it compared to other cities and come up with a plan to allow within reason and, you know, your setbacks to allow decks on the front of your house. And so we've completed the first reading, a couple more readings, and hopefully we'll have people building decks on the front of their house if they wish. Because right now you can build porches as long as it has a roof over it. You can build that, but there's many people that want just a deck on the front of their house. And I think this is something also that Chad's really taken over and getting things done for us.
Well, let's talk lastly about something that's, I think, extremely positive. Whenever the governor comes to your town, it's always a marquee thing for folks to pay attention to. And even though it was part of her 99 county tour, she was here last week and specifically heard about all the tremendous economic development projects that have taken specifically place here in Jefferson. As mayor, can you tell us about your experiences, listening into those conversations, being a part of it with the governor, and what that says about the city?
Yeah, I think anytime the governor comes to town, it's a good thing, especially when they want to see how we've been using the money that the state's given. Christie called it a lightning round. There's a lot of projects to show her, which is good that mm-hmm. there's so much going on in Jefferson. Yeah, it was a great visit. She was very impressed. She knows about Jefferson. This isn't new information for her. So you can tell she was really happy to be here and really happy to see how things are going with the money that's been given out.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson mayor is Matt Gordon joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.